Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, life is sweet and profits are up for U.S. confectioners, in part due to the reliability of America's sugar beet and sugarcane growers, as well as the stability provided by U.S. sugar policy. Now, a new study by the University of Tennessee did the math on candy profits, and over the past 10 years, candy corporations posted high profits and a nearly double the return on investment compared to an average publicly traded U.S. firm. In addition to big profits, Big Candy is projecting big growth. In fact, the National Confectioners Association projects that the U.S. confectionery sales will reach nearly $45 billion by 2026, a more than 20% increase from 2021's $36.9 billion in sales. Nate Holtgren is a sugar beet grower out of Minnesota and is the president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association and says that it's insulting that multi-billion dollar corporations are posting high profits, all while crying poor to Congress as they try to dismantle the policy that protects his farm and others across America. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.